You're listening to Comedy Forecast.
Brought to you by GoDaddy.com and the generosity of listener Diane. Hi, I'm Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. I'm glad the holidays are over. They really got to me this year. Oh, don't get me wrong. There's lots of things I like. Come on, getting together with friends and family, eggnog, gifts, a fake fireplace on the TV, eggnog that's just a little past the expiration date. That's all good. But let me tell you, if I had to listen to one more Christmas song, can I be honest with you? Let's face it, there's only a finite number of holiday songs. You've got your rum ba 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 bum ba 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 bum, your dreidel, 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 roasting chestnuts, and let it snow. And after that, you're pretty much done. Oh, by the way, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Is there some kind of option here? I mean, unless there's a long-lost verse telling us about some weather-altering, climate-changing, Al Gore-denounced alternative, I think you pretty much have no choice but to let it snow. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little on edge and distracted right now. I haven't been getting much sleep lately. We have some mice in the house, and they don't seem to want to keep the same schedule as the rest of the family. Actually, we're trying to get rid of the mice. And everybody keeps saying, "Oh, you have to be careful." Yep, those house mice, they're smartens. See, they remember things. And again, who are these people I'm talking to? But I don't think mice are that smart. I think it's just that they don't have much else to think about. Well, besides being eaten by a cat or avoiding the claws of the rare indoor falcon, neither of which we have in the house, by the way, although I have been considering the falcon. No, mice aren't that smart. It's just that there's nothing else taking up any room in their brains. They can be focused. Tell you what, you take your average mouse and you get it to remember a bunch of phone numbers, bank account numbers, login passwords, birthdays, anniversaries, dialogue from Monty Python episodes, which version of the Terminator DVD they own, and whether or not it's widescreen or pan and scan, where the wiper controls are located in their spouse's car, the lyrics to at least 7 80s songs, make it watch The Today Show, Fox and Friends, Judge Judy, Entertainment Tonight, and make it learn how to do the chicken dance, and then put a mousetrap in its path. I guarantee you that that little bugger will be trying so hard to remember where it put its reading glasses, it will walk right up to that trap and snap. End of story. The point is, the more stuff you have going on in your brain, the stupider you seem. Or at least absent-minded. Which reminds me, thank goodness I already told you about the new show format that begins next episode. I mean, I would have seemed like a real idiot if I didn't... What? Hey, why are you listening at me that way? And where did you get those pitchforks and torches? I told you about that, didn't I? Ooh. Maybe not. Now calm down. The new format will definitely still be Comedy Forecast, but with a slight difference. Call it evolutionary, not revolutionary. Call it shaken, not stirred. Call it I can't believe it's not butter. Anyway, I'm excited about the new format, and I hope you'll like it too. If not, well, I guess I could go to a format of all holiday music. I hear it's quite popular. Oh, something else I forgot about. Do you want to make an impact online? Well, GoDaddy.com has domain names, world-class hosting, fast and easy website building, and more. Plus, if you enter the Comedy Forecast code BLU7 at checkout, you'll receive 10% off your order. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now take a few minutes to relax with Clinton after the episode.
Well, hello again. Just time for a few things this week as I start to get ready for the new format next time around. First off, the ways to get in touch with Comedy Forecast will stay exactly the same. You can send an email to comedyforecast@gmail.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. And I might as well let the other shoe drop when we switch over to the new format. We'll be closing up the virtual table of random things. Yes, I have no idea where all that junk, I mean, all those treasures are going to go, but the table will be closing. I guess I have time to play one more voicemail about something being dropped off at the table.
Hey, Clinton, this is Henry Slade the Awesome. Remember me? I dropped off some stuff on the table of random things a few months ago. Well, I just couldn't stay away from the table, given the large quantities of random things that I do have, and the large quantities of random things that I'd like to own. I'd like to drop off two containers of orange pudding, the other half of the broken moon decoration I put on the table last time, a one-of-a-kind prototype of an edible sticky note, and, not to be outdone by Richie Rich, an IOU for $9 million. That's right, $9 million. And while I'm here, I'll also pick up Blake's maroon Sharpie and the Brembo brakes if they're still around. Love your podcast, Quentin. See you soon.
And thus ends the virtual table era. We started the table back in June of 2008, and I want to thank everyone...
Hey, it's Henry again. I didn't even see Kim's preconceptions, so I'll take that too while I'm at it. Bye.
Okay, that's it now. The table is closed. Look for the new show in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, have fun, and I'll talk to you next time. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
Leave a comment.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
Podcast Pickle.
Add us as a favorite.
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.